Tracy on OCI. How about that?
If you were a seagull, I'd be cheesed. If I was a seagull, Eric, I would be a little bit annoyed if I was sitting there with my missus, a few kids just sort of on the ledges and all having a nice bit of a fly round and then coming back to land on the headland. And along comes Wimpy's, bang up goes the sign, and about 40 or 50 houses go up and you're the intruder.
It's gone, yeah, that's gone.
How would you feel as a seagull?
I think it'd be terrible, really. I'd have to cause problems, you know, start flying around and dropping things on people.
Well, dropping all sorts of things.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I mean, if you saw a nice big pasty and people were sort of just walking around with it on show.
Yeah, you'd have to go for it, wouldn't you?
Well, you can't really, you couldn't, hang on, this is going to be, could be a seagull now coming in now, or somebody with a pasty lover or something like that telling me off. A very good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Vince. If I was a seagull, I'd think I lived in the Valencian community and it was land grab.
Well, this is Claire, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Better dorm jokes. I mean, it's no joking. If seriously,
yeah.
Seagulls are—they're like a little family unit, and then all the mates also up on the tops of the houses keep nicks. Do you remember keeping nicks for people?
That's right. Yes.
And you know, if I mean, what do? You're flying around. You think, hang on, you know, all my ancestors have lived here for ages on the cliffs at Newquay. And the next thing is that these guys arrive with bunging up all the Wimpy signs. It is land grab, isn't it?
Land grab.
But what would you do to overcome this?
Fight it.
And how would you go about fighting it?
Any way I could.
Okay, would you go for the pasty?
We were facing it last year.
What? Having your pasties pinched?
Yeah.
No, seriously, were you affected by the land grab?
Yes, we were, yes, in Pollock.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you can't sleep in your bed of a night wondering if your house will still be there the next day.
Yeah, that is not funny in the slightest.
But that's what's happening to these seagulls.
Well, it is the same. So you have a bit of you can identify with the seagulls, really?
I can.
Okay. And what about your own problems? Are they beginning to dissipate?
Well, I think all the problems that have been going on in Marbella, that's done us a world of good.
Right.
I really think that. And, of course, the shortage of water.
Yes.
I think they're all getting a bit twitchy now, these town halls.
Right,
you know, they can't just bulldoze ahead like they were.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to wish you all the best with that, Claire.
Thanks.
Because seriously, I know it's awful for you all. And basically, I've got my fingers crossed, me dear.
Thank you.
Cheers, Claire.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Iron Music, he'll be there waiting now. He's poised. I can see him poised now with his phone. And Tommy, Tommy, they'll all be ready now.
Was that Dave from Iron Music on the phone before?
I don't think so. It's Dave C, wasn't it? I don't think it's Dave C, no.
Ah, okay. Because I think that Dave had maybe, you know, just...
A tipple. Possibly. Don't do things like that.
Well, maybe. 96584-4160, you have 3 minutes, 2 seconds to find the singer. And here is that mystery singer.
The old hometown seems the same as I step down from the train and there to meet me.
I tell you, Eric, devoid of ideas now.
Well, I'm actually nearly having a go and guess myself then.
Well, I'll give you a go. We'll give the public a go first.
All right.
2 minutes, 23 seconds only. See, the thing is, they've probably exhausted just about everybody that they could come up with, really. Okay, 2 minutes and 3 seconds, and we go to the first call, and a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vince.
And that's Iris, isn't
it? It's Iris, yes.
And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Ah, it's grand to hear your voice, so it is. Iris up there and have you. And have you been pondering about this?
I have. I've been thinking about it all weekend, yes.
Okay, so what about, where did your musings and ponderings get you then?
Well, I'd go for Conway Twitty.
It's only make-believe. Ooh, that's a good guess. Well, Iris, I mean, the thing is, as you know, I now have to step back.
You're out of the loop.
I'm out of the loop. So I am. I'm out of the loop, Iris. I'm back in the loop, just to let you know. I'm going to ask the computer now. Could it be Conway Twitty? Ooh, the computer is actually flummoxed now. It doesn't know what to say for a second or two. Ooh, come on. Could it be?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
That was a great guess, Iris. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye. Okay, so it's not Conway Twitty. Not Conway Twitty.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
Good guess. Is still standing. Okay, 1 minute, 55 seconds, and a very good afternoon. Who's calling? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, gracious me. That's got to be... oh, yes, I know who it is. Tell me.
Carol.
Carol. I didn't know it was Carol. Sorry, Carol.
Carol from Albier.
Carol from Albier. Lovely. And Carol, have you been pondering?
Yes, we've been pondering.
Okay.
And good. We think Jess Conrad.
Jess Conrad. Oh, that's a good old name as well, isn't it? Jess.
Yes,
Jess Conrad. Okay, I'm going to go to the computer. I'm out of the loop.
Right
out of the loop. Here we go. Could it be Jess Conrad?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's it, correct.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so it's not Jess Conrad.
It's cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I...
1 minute, 45 seconds, and a very good afternoon. Who's calling?
Miriam from Benidorm.
Hello, Miriam. Hello. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely.
Is it Solomon King?
Ooh. Oh, it's 4 a.m. Yes, Solomon King. Big lad as well, wasn't he?
He was, yes.
Big man. Okay, could it be? Now, this is a great guess, but as you know, Miriam, I now step out of the loop. And for Miriam, could it be Solomon King?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
That was a great guess. Thank you for that.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, Miriam. Great guess there, Eric.
Mm.
Okay, back to the music.
To play on. Down the lane I walk.
1 minute, 35 seconds. A lot of pondering has been done over the weekend. A very good afternoon. Who's calling?
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Tom. Have you been pondering?
All the time.
I thought you might. Where are you? Planet Earth?
No, outside plus.
Okay, so you're buzzing away there. And okay then, so Tom?
I'm turning the radio down.
That's much better. That's much better. That's lovely.
So... Long John Baldrick.
Oh. 6'7", as was. Okay. I like his version of Hurdy Gurdy Man. Have you ever heard that?
I have, yes.
Yes, good song. Okay, so for Tom... I'm out of the loop, Tom! I'm out of the loop, Tom. Let's see if it could be Long John Baldry. Let's have a look.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Good guess there, Tom.
Yeah, but never mind. We beat Arsenal anyway.
Yeah, hey, listen, there's all sorts of things about Manchester City in the press today, so we need to keep an eye on that tomorrow.
Yeah, I will do.
Thank you, Tom.
There's a poem on its way.
Oh, a poem on its way. Brilliant. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so off we go then.
Bye, sweet Mary. Hair of gold and lips.
1 minute, 29 seconds. Very good afternoon. Who's calling?
Good afternoon. It's Chaz B from Albert.
All right there, Chaz. Okay. How are you doing?
Great. And is it Frank Ifield?
Frank Ifield. Now then, Chaz, how are you today?
Sitting in the sun.
Lovely. You're keeping cool, though.
In the shade.
Okay. All right, so for Chaz, and you know where I'm going now, Chaz, don't you?
Yep.
I'm out of the loop, Chaz.
Hey, could it be... Frank Ifield for Chaz B.
I'm sorry. That's it, correct.
Thanks, Chaz.
Okay.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Okay, so it's not Frank Ifield.
It's good to touch.
1 minute and 24 seconds, and a very good afternoon.
Is it Tony Orlando?
First of all, who's calling, please?
It's Pauline from Albier.
Pauline from Albier. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello,
Eric. How are you, Pauline?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okie dokie. Now then, so you think it could be...
Tony Orlando.
Mm. Oh, and Dawn. Tony Orlando from Dawn. Okay, now, Pauline, you know what I'm doing now, don't you?
Yeah, you're going to go away from the computer now, aren't you?
No, I'm stepping out of the loop. But let's get it right there, Pauline, please. Can we get the terminology right, if it's all right with you know? It's stepping out of the loop. So what am I doing, Pauline?
I hate to think.
I'm stepping out of the loop, Pauline, if you don't mind. I'm stepping out of the loop. Hey.
Don't forget to pull the chain.
I beg your pardon, right? Pauline, let me just see then. Could it be Tony Orlando?
I'm sorry. That's it, correct.
Thanks, Pauline, my dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so it's not Tony Orlando. 1 minute, 21 seconds, and a very good afternoon. Who's calling?
It's Margaret B. from Albier.
Margaret B. from Albier. And Margaret B., how are you this afternoon, Margaret B.?
I'm fine.
Lovely. And have you been pondering?
Yes.
Okay, Margaret, and what have you come up with your pondering?
Bernard Manning.
Oh, because he is a big singer. You're absolutely right, Bernard Manning. Mm-hmm. He is a singer, absolutely right. Started off as a... Actually, apparently he was a wonderful singer, you know.
Yeah, he was, dance orchestra he was with.
He was, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So Margaret B is buzzing. Margaret B is... Now, Margaret, you know what I'm doing, don't you, Margaret?
Uh-huh.
What, can you say, please?
Yes.
What am I doing?
I don't want to say.
I'm stepping out of the loop, Margaret. What am I doing, Margaret?
Stepping out of the loop.
I am. I'm stepping out. I'm right out of the loop now, Margaret. It's between you and the computer. Could it be Bernard Manning?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Thank you, Margaret.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well done. Nice guess, that, by the way.
Mm, well done. Nice guess.
Then I awake and look around.
Nearly day six here, Eric.
Nearly up to day six. It stopped at 1:06. Had a very good afternoon.
Hello, it's Gail from Altea La Vella.
Gail from Altea the Money, did you say?
Altea La Vella.
That's the money then, is it? La Vella. Lovely. Okay, Gail, have you had a good weekend?
Oh, it's been lovely.
Lovely.
Very, very nice.
And you've obviously been pondering, Gail.
We have been pondering.
Yes. You can't beat a good ponder, can you, really? Okay, so where did your ponderings lead you?
Could it be Peter Kay?
Oh, comedian extraordinaire, done a bit of singing recently.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Gail, you know what I'm doing now, don't you, Gail?
Yeah.
Can you just tell me, please, just to remind me? What am I doing?
Out the loop.
I'm out of the loop, I'm out of the loop. All right, Gail, I'm right out of the loop, I am. Stepped right out, I am. And now we go to the computer. Could it be for Gail? Could it be... What did he say? Oh, yes.
Peter
Could it
K.
be Peter Kay?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
That's a nice guess, Gail. Thank you for that.
Bye.
Bye-bye, my dear. Okay, so it's not
Peter Kay. Good guesses again.
And I realised that I was old.
His dad, you know, Danny Kay, was a good singer as well, wasn't he? And a very good afternoon.
Hello, Vince.
Who's calling?
Brian P.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
Sick.
I know. Well, Manchester City, I know. I did say no more. Arsenal. Yeah, you were out of the loop for a while.
Well.
Brian, you've been pondering.
Now, this is one of Sylvia's. She said that she thinks it's Ken Dodd.
Now, Ken Dodd, of course, great voice, great singing voice. Opera trained, apparently. Let me just... you know where I'm going, Brian, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Just remind me, please.
I think you were out of the loop the wrong one.
I've been out the... right there, Brian. I'm right out of the loop, I am. So, could it be for Brian? Could it be Ken Dodd?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's it, correct.
Nice guess, thank you, Brian.
Bye
bye. Okay, so
great guesses this afternoon. I'm really impressed with these guesses.
We have 53 seconds left on the clock before we go to day six. Who's calling?
Good afternoon, Vince. It's E.T. here.
Hello, E.T. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, I'm champion, I'm buoyant, you know, but you sound a bit bouncy yourself, if you don't mind me saying. E.T., you've been pondering?
Yes.
Okay, so where did your ponderings lead you?
Lou Rolls.
Oh, Lou Rolls. Oh, good singer, of course. Bit of a soul singer, to say the very least. Okay, you know where I'm going, E.T.?
Yep.
Could you just remind me?
Out of the loop.
I am, I'm out of the loop. You've got it absolutely right. I'm right out of the loop. I couldn't be further out of the loop. Here we go. For E.T., could it be Lou Rolls?
I'm sorry. That's it, correct.
Thanks, E.T.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers, bye-bye. Okay, so...
51 seconds left.
Clock stopped at 47 seconds to a 6-0. Good afternoon. Who's calling?
Hello, it's Brother O'Shea.
Hi, Brother O'Shea. It's lovely to get your call. So it is. How are you now, Brother O'Shea?
I'm fine. How
you know,
are you, sir?
I did have a Brother O'Shea at me school, you know.
I know you did.
Did I tell you that, did I?
Yeah,
I thought I might have done.
Yes.
Tessie to his friends, by the way.
that's why you sound a bit educated.
Oh, you're lovely. Well done, yes, sir. All right, what do you reckon then?
Brendan Boyer.
Brendan Boyer. Let me just... You know where I'm going, don't you, Brother O'Shea?
Yes.
Could you just remind myself?
Round the bend.
I'm round the bend and out of the loop. So I am, and round the bend and out of the loop at 2:51. Could it be Brendan Boyer?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's it, correct.
Thank you, Brother O'Shea. That's lovely to get your call, so it was.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's lovely. That's beautiful, lad. Beautiful. That's lovely, so it is.
You have 39 seconds left to get it today. 39 seconds. That's all you have now. I tell a lie, 32 seconds. This little clock's moving.
I think we've done it again, Eric.
I think I know who it is, Vince Barry.
You do?
Yeah, I'll let them listeners phone in first.
Okay, the listeners are wiped out again. All right, we've got 1 second left, and a very good afternoon. Who's calling?
Hi, Ben, this is Ian from Calpe.
Hello, Ian from Calpe.
Right, last guess, I've been racking my brains all weekend, driving myself absolute outraving bonkers.
Oh, that's lovely, that, Ian, that's lovely. I like to hear that. Well done, Ian, well done. What do you reckon? I beg your pardon?
Roy Castle.
Oh, what a nice man, and mm-hmm. Oh, how sad, and you know. But anyway, what a talented guy he was.
Oh,
so,
yes, yeah.
Okay, so Ian, could it be? You know where I'm going, don't you?
Yeah.
Could you just remind me?
I agree with the last caller.
I am around the bend and out of the loop. I am round the bend and out of the loop. I am for a second. Could it be Roy Castle?
I'm sorry. That's it. Correct.
Good guess, though, Ian.
Cheers,
Ian. Thanks very much indeed. Okay, I think we are there, actually. Oh, yes. There it is. There's the end. There it is. I'm well and truly out of the loop. Now, we have a very special moment in broadcasting history as the Silver Fox has been pondering. Now, I can honestly say... Oh, hang on. Somebody's going to have a guest before you there.
I don't mind. I'm having a go before.
And a very good afternoon.
Sorry. Is it Tony Christie?
Who's this speaking now?
Cass from Benidorm.
I beg your pardon. Did you say Cass?
Cass.
Oh, Cass.
Yes.
Cass, could you put your teeth, put the tongue between your teeth, because I thought you said Cass.
Sorry.
Could you do Cass?
Cass.
Could you just put your tongue right up to your... Cass. That bit. That's the bit you need to get. You've got to work on that, Cass.
Right.
So you have. Now, Cass, you're asking me, will it be who?
Tony Christie.
Good guess, of course. Is that the way to Amarillo? I'm not too sure myself. But anyway, you know where I'm going, Cass, don't you?
Yep.
Could you just remind me?
Out of the loop.
I am! I'm out of the loop! I'm right out of the loop, Cam! I am! I'm so far out of the loop, I'm hurting myself. Let's have a little... Oh, dear!
I'm sorry. That's it, correct.
Thanks, Cam!
Bye!
Bye-bye, my dear. Thank you. Okay. Eric, it's broadcasting history, this, mm-hmm. being made on the Costa Blanca. The Silver Fox is set. He's pondered. He's been pondering for.
I hope nobody thinks I knew the answer, by the way, because I've never known the answer to any of these ever.
You haven't? No, I'll be quite candid with anybody mm-hmm. that asked the question there. What was the question again? No, Eric never knows because basically I'm too mean to tell him because I don't trust him.
Yeah, but everybody keeps asking me. They don't believe me when they say I don't know the answer.
I don't even tell my own missus.
I know. We've had more else at home with the missus, haven't we?
Well,
all
that's it. Because
you
the
do
thing
know.
Is,
they say, you know, why don't you tell us that?
And the point is, you know, they're going to be backed into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Pressure, seagulls yeah, and wimpy, yeah, yeah. isn't it? It's the same it's thing, really.
Land okay. grabbers.
So, I'm going to ask Eric now to... Are you ready, Eric?
Yeah, I'm... Are you ready? Just be careful getting out of that loop again. I'm a bit worried about you, lad. Okay. Everybody thinks you're going off your loop.
Bit loopy. So what do you reckon?
Excuse me. Well, first of all, I first thought it was an American chap singing, oh. right? That was my first initial thought of who it was singing. Definitely not English. But I've come to a conclusion because I remember playing a record quite a long time ago of an English artist, and he had like a kind of an American accent. And I'm now going to go. I think it's Dean Michaels.
You think it's Dean Michael?
Because remember that American when he does that marching thing?
Yeah.
That voice, it's just come to me today while I was in there. It sounded like Dean Michael. Okay. Might be wrong.
You know where I'm going, don't you?
Yeah, get out of the loop, lad.
Eric, I'm out of the loop! I'm out of the loop, Eric! I'm out! Out of the loop for Eric! For the Silver Fox, I've gone totally and utterly out of the loop, I am! I have, I've gone, Eric.
I'll just come back just to make sure you're still... All right, Eric, here we go.
I'm out of the loop again. Could it be for the Silver Fox himself? For the Silver Fox himself! Who did you say it was again?
Dean Michaels.
Dean Michael!
I'm sorry. That's it, correct.
Prince Tracy on OCI. How about that?
I'm here for the party, yeah. Got you then. I thought
no,
I got you then.
No, you haven't. It's not.